Hi, this is Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Hourglass Brides. It's so wonderful to have you with us today, and I am so thrilled about today's guest. It's interesting, as the months have gone by and as we bring in true elements and tools of what makes a relationship work, this I actually think is the cherry on top of the sundae. Our guest today is going to talk about the 8 keys to success in a relationship and really what keys are in our own lives and the way that we live our lives and the way that we communicate and the way that we have relationships. And so not just in marriage, not just in partnership, not just in the way we deal with our children, our friends or our family or our colleagues and the world around us, but how what those connections mean and truly how you find joy and happiness and success and really that life that you've dreamt about living and how they're found in those keys. And so part of the desire of this show is really to give you the tools to have that life of your dreams. And I think that there's no better guest to do that than our guest today, which is Bobby DePorter. Bobby DePorter is the author of Quantum Success. If you're going to write a book, it might as well be Quantum Success. I mean, that really, the title says it all. She is the president of Quantum Learning Network. It's a West Coast-based educational firm producing super camp programs for youth across the United States and abroad. She has school programs for students, teachers, and principals, and business programs for organizations. Bobby was an early pioneer in the applications of accelerated learning. After studying with Dr. Georgie Lazanoff, she founded a highly successful business school, and then she went on to apply those same strategies to school-age children, and she's going to talk about how she does that. And I have been witness to her programs. I've had the opportunity to go and to watch and to see how they teach the quantum learning and to see how they work with these super camps programs. And the way that the education is taught is not like anything I have ever seen. It resonates for each individual person. And so her gift is just, it's so magnificent, and I'm so excited for her to share, because I think each and every person listening to the show can learn from Bobby and can work from Bobby and be lives changed and highly affected by this information. Super Camp now is in its 31st year and is designed to teach students learning and life skills in an environment that cultivates self-esteem and confidence. This program has helped more than 65,000 students around the world to learn how they learn and how they reshape their views about themselves and their lives. In addition to English, programs are offered in Mandarin and Spanish. The Quantum Learning Network also produces programs for businesses and educators in leading-edge quantum learning methods. Then 100,000 teachers in 30 states have been trained, impacting more than 10 million children. That's a huge statistic, more than 100,000 teachers in 30 states impacting more than 10 million children. And imagine if your children, you know, or your child were one of those children whose lives are affected or changed by this methodology of teaching, and if your life could be changed by this methodology of teaching. Bobby is also the president of the Learning Forum International. It's a nonprofit organization that delivers 8 keys of excellence character programs to individuals, families, schools, and to organizations. It facilitates community events. It provides super camp scholarships to deserving youth. And Bobby is an accomplished author with more than a dozen books translated into several languages. In her Quantum Success, she describes her path from great success to what one many would consider rock bottom, back up to a place of deep fulfillment in her life. And that was through her development of the 8 Keys of Excellence system for personal excellence and achievement. And so anybody who has taken that road from the bottom of their life to the top, and certainly as we're getting married, we're looking at this as feeling like we're on the top of our life. And how do you do that ride up and down? How do you, when you're marrying somebody, go through those good times, those bad times, those highs, those lows, and have every moment be a moment of joy and a moment of learning and a moment of communicating and a moment that really is transformative in your life and relationship? So I am so pleased and so honored to introduce one of my heroes, one of my mentors, one of my friends, and certainly somebody that I think is one of the greatest people on the planet and certainly a forerunner in the education field. So Bobby DePorter, welcome.
Oh, thank you, Nicole. I really appreciate that. just love who you are and what you do, so it's a pleasure to be on here with you.
Thank you so much. It truly is. It's such an honor. And of all of the programs, I mean, one of the things that we've tried to do with this bridal show is really to give people tools in how to make the relationships work, how to make their life work, how to make the relationships with their children. So many people are marrying somebody that already has children and they're step-parenting, or they're combining, like the Brady Bunch, they're combining families, or they're starting over, you know, their lives from, you know, their husbands were lost at war, or they're starting again. And so the keys to success, and I think the keys that we hold inside of ourselves and that we teach our children and that we teach each other and what make relationships work really is what the show is about. So I can't think of somebody, a better guest for our listeners today than to have you on. So thank you so, so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. You know, it's the eight keys of, we think of it as excellence. The eight keys of excellence is really about knowing who you are. And coming into relationship, I think the most important thing is being really secure and knowing who you are, what you value, what you stand for, and then looking at your partner and what do they value and what do they stand for. So the eight keys of excellence are about a guidance set of principles that really define a relationship, and they define a family, because you come together as a unit. And I think it's so important, I know it's so important, as you come into a relationship to take the time to really discover. Sometimes we, you know, have different types of conversations, but getting in one about really discovering what each of us values and how we lead our life, because it's about, you know, your relationship with yourself, first of all, really knowing who you are so you can bring it into the relationship. And then it's your relationship with each other. And then as you come together as a unit, you know, it's how do you go back out into the world? So it's knowing on all of those levels.
I love that. And so what are, first of all, how did you develop the keys? I mean, we look our entire life for keys to, you know, the open doors or the keys to finding true love or the keys to finances. And so how does one look for keys, and how does somebody know it's a key when they found it?
Well, first of all, our keys, eight keys of excellence are universal principles, ones that everyone would agree with, that those are important. And then we get deeper into values. But having that core set of principles, I think, is the first set of, you know, that you practice them. It's like you can learn them in a few moments, 10 minutes. We can learn them on the show. And then it's up to each individual to say, how does that apply to my life? Because I've been teaching the eight keys of excellence for 30 years. And I'll tell you, in our office, every week at our weekly meetings, we talk about one of the keys. And you keep going deeper and deeper, and they keep showing up in all areas of your life. But when you're aligned with somebody else, it makes such an important difference that you know who they are, because when you know who they are and you know what they stand for and that they share your principles, and then you know what their values are, it builds trust. And it's all about trust, knowing yourself, knowing the other person, and the communication. And, you know, one of our first keys is integrity. And with integrity, it's about matching behavior with values. So with integrity, it is looking at what you value and what's important in your life. And one exercise we have is where each person sits and just writes and journals, just let it flow, just what are your values, and looking to see what stands out. And then you can take a Venn diagram, two overlapping circles, and one of you writes your values on one circle and the other on the other circle, and then you compare them and have a conversation, and anything that overlaps, you write in the middle. And I think that is the basis of a relationship, is knowing what your shared values are and then putting attention and activities on those shared values, because that will define your relationship together.
That's amazing that you say that, because my parents last week just celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary, or about a week and a half ago, I guess. And it was just amazing. And my parents have such a beautiful relationship. And my father proposed on their first date. And they love to tell the story how my father proposed on the first date. And my mom always said that my father had the most incredible sense of humor, and that he made her laugh, and that she knew if he could make her laugh like that, that they could get through anything. And my dad had always told me that my mom had the most beautiful heart, and that he knew that she knew how to love like nobody he had ever met. And but on their 50th wedding anniversary, my mom was saying it wasn't just his humor. I mean, she said, certainly I was attracted to him, certainly his humor. She said, but it was his integrity and his sense of value. She said, he had such a sense of integrity. And she said, even through the years through our marriage, he was at one point the vice president of Merrill Lynch. And she said, and he couldn't sleep if people were losing money in the night, and if he didn't think that they were going to be okay or that they did the right thing or what was happening in their life. And she said, and even in the community, he always had to, that his sense of integrity of doing the right thing and his values were always so strong. She said that every day of their marriage, she fell in love with him over and over and over and over again. And so for you to say that that's the first key, that my mom would just share that with me last week as one of the foundations of the why their love has been so strong for so many years.
Wow. And you know that they recognize the values in each other, and I think that's why you would propose on the first date, because when your behaviors match your value, they kind of, they exude out of you. And then if they match who you are or that's something that you value as well, you feel that instant connection and affinity for each other. And that, you know, you talk of your father that he doesn't just value something, but he doesn't just talk about it, but his behaviors out in the world, they show it over and over and over. And that's that congruency where your behaviors match your values. And then knowing each other's values and behaving and having actions in a way that they see those values and that you share them. And so that creates that attraction. That's beautiful that they've been together 50 years. That's wonderful.
Thank you. No, it's wonderful. And I love the idea of the circles. That's the first time I ever heard that. What a wonderful exercise to do as a couple.
Yes, and if you have when you have children or if you're already married with children, you can put as many circles as you have family members. You know, in each, and it's important that you just reflect on your values privately without writing them in front of everyone, because you get, you know, influenced by what else is there, but how pure just to look at your values and write them down and then look at the page and look at where those are connections. I think this is one of the most important, absolutely the most important thing to do before marriage, which is such a commitment, because, you know, I do know of people that have very sad stories that got married and very soon after found out that their values didn't match, and some really core values or needs, you know, from each other. And, you know, I can bring at least six couples to mind where I know that that happened. And it's really sad. So it's like to find out ahead of time and to really focus on that shared area is just so important. And then it's, what are the activities of that shared area so that your actions and behavior and time is spent together?
That's just beautiful. So that's the first key. I love that. And so what would the next one be?
The next key is failure leads to success, and that's learn from mistakes. That's where we view failure as feedback that provides us with the information we need to learn, grow, and succeed. And to me, it's always learning and growing. And you know that there's going to be so many mistakes that happen in life, but, you know, rather than holding back and not willing to risk, it's stepping forward and be willing to take risks and then learn and grow, because, you know, we'll be better next time. In a relationship, there you could do something that hurts the other person's feelings or, you know, other things that could happen. But when, you know, you want to feel free to live your life, and what you're doing and that exuberance that comes, that you want to express yourself, and mistakes will be made. But always, you know, coming back to that place of I'm always learning and growing and I'm going to be better, and encouraging the other person to step out and take risks and learn. And, you know, you can come back and learn and talk about what did you learn?
I mean, I know when I was with you when we were learning all the symbols, you know, the hand symbols, and that was one that I always remembered, failure leads to success. And it's one I know that when you're teaching children, that they connect to right away.
Mm-hmm. You know, we have
seems to be one that, yes.
We have to step out. You know, and it is that sometimes we don't take risks because we worried what other people will think of us or that we'll look foolish. And we want to be in that safe environment where we're willing to risk because, you know, every mistake we have, there's internal and external consequences. And usually the external, what really happened, isn't so bad. You know, we can correct it, but, you know, we want to be strong inside because internally, you know, when we make a mistake, sometimes most of the pain is just what we put on ourselves.
I love that. I just, these are wonderful, wonderful tools. And then what is the next?
The next is speak with good purpose. And this one is so powerful in relationships because relationships are built on communication. You know, I think of it as the glue that holds it together. And that I think that, you know, the single most important instrument in a relationship is our mouth. You know, it's like what comes out of our mouth. It's and in Speak with Good Purpose, the key came from a book called Rolling Thunder, which is about a Native American Indian. And the book is written by Doug Boyd, but he says in the book that to speak with good purpose only, and it's about direct, clear, honest communication, but the big key is that it's always with good intention. You know, when we're honest and direct, it's always, it could look like, you know, corrective feedback or something that's annoying us or something that's going on. But with good intentions, it's like, are you saying something to build the other person up or to tear down? And with Dr. Lozanoff, who I study with, one of the things he said is that there is no neutral. And just coming from that point of view that there is no neutral, everything that you do and say is either building up yourself and others or tearing them down. So we choose our thoughts. You know, that it's a choice of what comes out of our mouth. So we think before we speak and make sure that our intention of our positive and our words are sincere. And there's no greater place to practice that than our relationship with another.
I love that. I was just this weekend, I just got back from Salt Lake City, Utah, and I had the privilege of hearing Dan Clark speak. And he was talking about when you ask positive questions, that what you get back are positive answers. Instead of when you ask accusatory questions, you get back, you know, negative answers. And so that even in the questions that we ask, if they're purposeful, the way that you're saying, with intentionality, and that they're clear and direct, that they also have an intention of really enhancing that person or helping that person or elevating them in the process.
Mm-hmm. And we can think the best, not assume the worst. You know, it's a good place to start by assuming the best. We have a communication skill that's so, so powerful. I call it magic because it can turn any conversation. And it's called, we call it OTFD, which is open the front door. And the O, they all stand for something. It's observe your feeling, your thoughts, your feelings, and your desire. And so with, you know, when something happens, and especially if you're upset with something, it's like, oh, you came home late again and didn't tell me. Then the other person is just like, ooh, feels awful. It always leaves that awful feeling at the end. The person that you're saying it to feels awkward and embarrassed, and what do I do now? But if you go through the OTFD steps, the first step is observe. And it could look like you start with I statements, always with I statements, is I noticed that you cut me off when I was, you know, talking, and it happens a lot. You know, I noticed that. And, you know, my thought is that you don't care about what I have to say. And my feelings is that I feel, you know, hurt and frustrated, and actually I feel lonely when you do that. And so my desire is that you listen until I get my thought out before you tell me your opinion. And you know what happens when you go through an OTFD with your what happened, what you observed, what you thought about it, what you feel about it, and what you want to have happen. I say that's the magic step. Because instead of just leaving something, oh, I feel frustrated, you know, you say, and what I want is, you know, I want you to listen to me in the future because the other person can say, wow, yes, or I didn't realize, but yes, I can do that. It leaves them with, yes, I can do something versus just that horrible feeling that just kind of hangs in the air when you just say, oh, I'm so upset with something. We call this visible communication because the person knows what happened, what your thought, what you're feeling, and what you want. It's visible. It's not hidden with, well, you did it again. And then the person's squirming, I did what? You know. So it's a really powerful one.
I love it. Open the front door. I'm taking notes as you're speaking. So we'll certainly be able to post some of these up on the website and give these to people. And I'm sure that they're going to want to find you. I mean, these are just the greatest tools. And, you know, to think about that, that first you go and observe. I myself don't think that I've ever started a sentence saying that. I noticed that. And I can see how really helpful it would be to start a sentence that way.
Yeah, because it's not you did this, even though you can say I noticed you did this, but it's just I noticed or I saw or I heard, you know, that something that I observed. And that last one, you know, about cutting off, Joe's used this one on me, my husband Joe, because, you know, I get excited and I want to talk. And sometimes, you know, he'll start something and then I go right into my head. Oh, how does that match what I want to say? How does, you know, I had an experience like that. And he's sitting there saying, you know, I had something else I was going to tell you till you cut me off. So, you know, sometimes we've gotten to where you can do little hand signals now. You know, it's like, there it goes again. But, you know, on the other person's part, it's apologize, too. We have a four-part apologize that goes on it. So, you know, when somebody says what they want, you know, that I was hurt and this is feelings, this is what I want, the person can come back with a four-part apology, which is the first is acknowledge what happened. It's like, yes, you know, I cut you off. You've said this before, and, you know, I wasn't paying attention, and I cut you off again. I really apologize for doing that. I apologize for cutting you off, inserting what I think before, you know, that you got everything out. So and when I say I apologize, it's really different than just saying sorry. You know, sorry sometimes doesn't sound so sincere, but when you really stop and look at the person and say, wow, I acknowledged I did this, and I apologize, then it's how do I make it right? You know, how I can make it right is that I, you know, commit to, you know, I when you start talking, I will take a breath and listen. You know, or maybe there's a favor I can do to make it right. Every time, you know, I do cut you off or come late or whatever it is, I do a favor and we make a list of favors. And then I recommit to paying attention and doing my very best not to do it in the future. So, you know, it really is about being real and honest, and it shows care for the other person that you don't just slough things off. That it's important that we keep a clean and clear place.
Just beautiful. Thank you. So then what would be the next?
The next is this is it. Make the most of every moment, which is focusing your attention on the present moment and keep a positive attitude. I know make the most of every moment because sometimes the plans that you get so busy with your big event, and rather than making the most of every moment leading up to it and really enjoying the conversations, enjoying the interactions, and enjoying the gatherings, you know, so that you always have a positive attitude. And one is not thinking about the past. If there's a hurt from the past, it's like, let that go, you know, do what you need to do to let it go. But be in the present moment. And looking towards, you know, that, yes, you have a big, beautiful future date, but take the time to enjoy it and keep a positive attitude. I know myself on my wedding day, everybody was so busy getting ready that I didn't really pay attention to myself. I noticed, you know, my mom was so busy that she couldn't pay attention to me. Everybody had something that they were doing, and I remember actually almost feeling sorry for myself in a moment. It's like my big day, and nobody's paying attention to me because everybody's so busy. So it would have been a time to use my communication skill, you know, and look what I need for myself, but to be in the present moment and not, you know, being worried about what's not happening, but feeling just so joyful and grateful about what is happening.
You know, it's funny that you're talking about that because so many people that we have on the show talk about that, that how many people miss their wedding day. They don't even remember. They're so busy being busy that they don't even find that they're present for the moment, even for their vows or even to enjoy the day as it's there.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, all the people that are gathering, all your family and friends and all the most important people in your life are there. You just want to look them in the eye and breathe and connect with every single person that's there.
Mm-hmm.
I remember also when we were saying the vows was, I remember thinking, it's now, it's really now, it's really now. It's like I should have been listening to what's said, but I was going, oh my gosh, it's now.
That's funny. That's really funny. I bet, Bobby, you must have been the most beautiful bride. You're so gorgeous. Just closing my eyes and imagining you getting married. What a beautiful, special day that must have been. So, just how lovely. Oh, absolutely lovely. And so, what I mean, I'm loving these tools. And like you said, everybody can use these to enhance the relationships in their life, not only with each other, but with themselves. How they communicate and the clarity and the way that would they live a higher, better life and sort of create that dream life that they've been looking to have.
Well, you know that you feel good about yourself when you're living them, and that's important that you know who you are and you feel good about your behavior and yourself, and when you come from that place, you have more to give.
And I know that you talk about living above the line, that you even have a little T-shirt, it's above the line. What is above the line?
Well, it's part of our ownership key, and ownership is taking responsibility for actions. And it's being responsible for our thoughts, feelings, words, and actions and owning the choices we make and the results that follow. So it is, we have a line, and, you know, that we've had people that have put a line around their house or with their kids, they'll have a poster with the line. And there's a statement about where are you living? And you're either living above the line or below the line. Below-the-line behavior is where we're not taking responsibility. So below-the-line behavior would be things like justify your actions. It's deny them. No, I really didn't do that. It was someone else. You know, or blame others for what happens and or quit. And those are all below-the-line behaviors where we're not taking responsibility. Above the line, in fact, sometimes we say with responsibility, it's respond ability or our ability to respond. And when we have this ability to respond, it's really about the choices we make. And coming from that point of view, everything in our life, you know, we have choices. And so whatever we say, whatever we do, you know, sometimes I say, oh, I'm so busy and all this. And then I go, well, who created all that busyness? That would be me, you know. But it's the choices we make and that when we make positive choices, when we take responsibility for things, that's where the power is. You know, when you do something that's affected somebody else, when you step right up and say, I'm the one that made the mistake, what can I do to make it right? This is, you know, that you're important to me. You know, listing things that you can do. It's taking responsibility for all your actions and the choices that you do make. First of all, you know that, first of all, you made a choice with each other, you know, and that is such a powerful place to always take responsibility and not blaming your partner. And you know that we are taking responsibility for ourselves, and it leads to another key, which is commitment. And because, you know, when you make a commitment, I say it's your respondability and the choices you're making, how the keys can blend together. Commitment, I mean, that's the word in marriage. That's the word that's there, is that you're making a commitment to another. And I always look at commitment as something that, you know, we don't take lightly. It's when you cross the line, there's no going back. Just you hold it from the place of never going back. It's always looking forward. Commitment is about making your dreams happen. What do you want to create together, and hold it to where you do whatever it takes. No excuses. You're just moving forward, because commitment, you know, there's different examples. One is when you skydive and jump out of the plane. Think about, you jumped out, you know. Your wedding day is you jumped out of the plane, and there's no going back. You know, that all you're doing is going forward to the future and towards your dreams and what you're going to do together, and always holding that as your mindset, because otherwise, you know, doubt can come in different places, and you just never come from that place. You committed, it's across the line, it's forever. That's it.
I love the word respondability.
Mm-hmm.
What a great word that is.
Because we do have, you know, things don't just happen to us. We have the ability to respond. We have the ability to make choices. It's owning the choices we make and the results that follow, because we're making these choices. And it has certain impact, and you fully own everything that you do.
And I mean, and just thinking about a commitment, and we had Deirdre Haid was on, and she was talking about what is a vow. When you take a vow, what is marriage? What do these words actually mean? And the word commitment, when you talk about it that way, as if you're jumping out of a plane, as if you've committed your whole heart, your whole self, your whole body, your whole being, and you've made this choice, and you're moving forward. And then what that looks like when people make that commitment together, what a strong statement that is, and what a strong testimonial to a shared vision or dream. And as you're saying, shared values and shared life. And so what a magical way to live. I love that that's one of the keys.
And again, you feel good about yourself every day. And what a nice place to be, that you feel good about yourself. You feel good about your partner. You're sharing principles and values, and you're going forward, you know, focused on your dreams and commitments together. So it's very forward thinking. You feel like there's forward movement versus being stuck in a place. You know, it's just always feeling inspiring and going forward no matter what. So even
That's
when
great.
You're really
so now
tired.
What were you going to say? Even when you're really tired.
When you're really tired, it's like, you know, we have, most of us have pretty busy lives and full lives, and we make time for each other. And, you know, sometimes I do so much, or I'm traveling and I'll go to bed. And this really is a moment for me when I wake up in the morning, because the alarm goes off and there's this, oh, you know, I'm so tired. And oh, can I get a few moments sleep? And then, you know, I get my body to you know, get up a little bit. And then I throw my legs over and my feet touch the floor. And it's that instant anchor for me when my feet touch the floor. It's like, oh, I love my life. I'm so glad to be married to Joe. I love what we do in the world. And it's like, I almost forgot, you know. It's like energizing. Versus, oh, poor me, I'm so tired.
That's a great image. I absolutely love that. And I love the commitment that you share. And, you know, I want to get through all the keys, but I definitely, you know, want to ask you, so you have such a happy, amazing, joyous marriage. And I look, when I look at your marriage with Joe, and I just say, gosh, that's the kind of marriage everybody would want. You seem to respect each other so much, and you love each other so much. And there's a joy just when each of you walks in the room. And the fact that, you know, from everything, the way who you are as people and what you do in the world. And so for somebody that's new, and this is their very first marriage, and they're, hopefully this is their only marriage and their only life and their only love, and they're looking for all these keys and all these secrets and all these tools. And do you have any secret on what makes a marriage work and last? And
Well, one is the next key, actually, which is flexibility. you know, that being willing to do things differently and recognize what's not working and change to get your goal. So there's always going to be things that, you know, I have a path, I know what our values are, and we're doing it together, but if something's not working and I want it done a certain way, you know, it's being flexible. So we're both flexible with each other, you know, that it could be as simple as, you know, coming home earlier than I do from the office. And, you know, then he'll be flexible with, okay, with something else that's going on with him, but giving space for each other and with what we want to do in that moment. And, you know, if something isn't working, that, we try a different way. So it is just being flexible and not rigid, opposite of being rigid. So, you know, that Joe, there were certain things that, you know, that I cook that aren't his favorite. There's some other things that he cooks, and so flexibility is that he's taken over the cooking in the house, you know. I'm just being flexible,
and
but I actually love it, you know.
Well, I'm really
he's
honored
being flexible
because
he
I've actually
like...
had the opportunity to try some of his cooking, and he is a fabulous chef, so I can attest to that. So that is a lucky thing.
And he loves to do it, so. Oh, my goodness. And
that's
then
really...
the last key is balance. Live your best life. It's be mindful of yourself and others while focusing on what's meaningful and important in your life. And inner happiness and fulfillment come when your body and your mind and your emotions are nurtured by the choices you make. So I love the part of being mindful of yourself and others. I could say be mindful of yourself and your partner, you know, while focusing on what's meaningful and important. Because that's where fulfillment comes. You know, balance, I talked about being tired sometimes because, you know, we do a lot in the world and you travel and you do things. But it's that sense of fulfillment. You know, I'm doing things that are really important to me. Joe is really important to me. My children are very important to me. The work that we do is very important to me. But I'm mindful of myself and others, you know, as we focus on what's meaningful and important in our lives. So it's a different, you know, I used to think of balance as one-third, 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 or personal or relationship and work, but I thought, my life never works like that. You know, everything kind of flows through, and I look to see what is meaningful and important. You know, I can be working on a project, but then there's something I know that's going on with my granddaughter, and she's on the East Coast, so I stop and, you know, text or call her, get involved with her, just all the things that are going on in the life, just that when you know what's important, that it does fill you up and you have that sense of fulfillment that comes. And that's a beautiful place to be, where you feel fulfilled and inspired every day.
These keys are amazing. Now, is there a way that somebody can work with you or learn these keys or be able to practice them or use them in their life?
Yes, we have a program. It's called 8 Keys, 8 Weeks. And so it's 8keys8weeks.com. And every week we'll be focused on another key. And there's all kinds of conversations and activities and book chapters about the key, as well as audio conversations where we've gone in depth on each one of the keys. So it's a practice. You know, I know that someone focusing on a key a week will have better relationships, feel better about themselves, see shifts in their lives. It will, guaranteed, there's no way not to by focusing on them, because we get what we focus on. And focusing on these together, what a beautiful way with your partner to focus on the keys, because there's so many activities and conversations throughout this where you get together and have that shared conversation, or what do you value, or what are areas that you have problems with, or it's more challenging to make a this is it moment out of, and just really go deep and have the conversations early on is just so valuable, because it's knowing who you are and who your partner is and coming together to know what is it that you're going to share and how you're going to spend time and how you're going to be with each other.
I love that. I think that this would be so valuable for couples as they're stepping up towards their wedding, and even how valuable for those of you that are listening. I know we have so many listeners that have been married 25 years or more, people that have been, you know, in long-term relationships, and that you're choosing to be part of this show to learn these keys and these tools to deepen and to strengthen your relationship. And I cannot think of a better idea and a better thing to do as a couple to go through these keys, a key a week, and to really use these skills, use these tools, to talk about these, to live above the line, and to have a relationship that's so integrated in these values and in these beliefs, I think is just beautiful and can only make your relationship stronger, better, healthier, and really the kind of fairy tale that you're looking for, that kind of really true, deep, rich love. Mm-hmm. And so I just thank you so much for creating it. And now I wanted to ask you about Super Camp, because, you know, I am a huge fan of Super, you know, people that know me, and I, you know, travel the world and I talk everywhere about a lot of things, and I don't think I talk about anything more than I talk about Super Camp. It does any chance I have at a restaurant, at a party, you know, to meet people in a park, at a fair, in the street, you know, I just happen to meet someone that has a child, and the very first thing I want to know is how old that child is and if they've ever heard of Super Camp. I happen to think that this is truly, I, you know, if I had all the money in the world, I would send every child that I ever had chance to meet or touch, or even those I didn't know, to Super Camp. So I think it's the greatest program that has ever existed for children. I do. You know it's true. And so I'm not just saying that. I really, that is my belief. And I know it's to be true. And so I, it's a phenomenal program. And the values you're talking about, these eight keys of excellence, you instill through an educational process and system, correct? And so I would just love you, because so many people listening have children, or they're marrying somebody with children, they're integrating families, and even those that don't have children yet are starting families, and they will have children, and they will want to find you in the future. So I would love to take just a little bit of your time and to talk about Super Camp.
Great. Well, Super Camp is 7 to 10 day residential programs we hold on beautiful university campuses, where the students come and they live on the campus, so they get the experience of the dorm and the atmosphere. We've been at beautiful campuses such as Stanford for 22 years now, we're at UC Berkeley, we're at Brown University in Wake. But what Super Camp is where students discover a lot about themselves, just what we're talking about. They go deep into who they are, and they get validated for who they are. You know, especially in teenage years, oftentimes students are trying to fit in or discover who they are or want to be liked or act a certain way to be liked. But to really know, as, you know, a student, we have middle school, high school, and university age programs where they come and they really look deeply into, who am I? What do I value? How do I show that? How do I show up in the world? And that there's shifts that happen in their life. It truly is a transformational experience where they come and they with all this discovery, but along with that, they're also learning skills on how to operate at school in the world. So things like effective reading and writing and thinking and speaking and memory and note-taking. You know, people learn differently. And when students learn about themselves and how they learn best, what kind of learner I am, what kind of strategies will work with, you know, for myself best, because, you know, we have beliefs that everyone can be a successful learner, that they need to learn who they are, how they learn best, and then match with specific skills so they start feeling inspired about themselves. It's like, wow, you know, the way that we have the program orchestrated, everyone's successful. We call these mini success moments because, you know, they'll start out with maybe a memory skill and they'll learn, you know, 20 items, and then they don't know what it's connected to. And then all of a sudden they learn the, you know, the first, you know, items, the periodic table, or they learned, you know, the order of Middle East countries, or they learned something that they can repeat, and it's like they amaze themselves. But mostly it's also looking at, what do they think? And finding a voice. So really learning the content well. So one is about mastery of content. And then it goes, you have to, have to master content and know it so that you can think about it, so that you can analyze and associate. And they start getting excited about their thoughts and, wow, have you ever thought of it this way? And here's my opinion. And then having that confidence to voice their opinion, because it takes courage and confidence to open your mouth and speak your opinion and not worry about what others will think of you, you know, but it's getting engaged in conversation. So when they come out of super camp, they have that energy of feeling proud of who they are. They feel good about their values and how they're leading the life. They have dreams for their future. So that's where the transformation is. Is it happens. So I get so excited, you know, when I'm there myself. This is our 32nd year. I still go around to visit the super camps, and I'm there at graduation where I hear them sharing about what they learned, what they got, and I still cry at graduation. So
you know that every time, and this is true, and you know my audience may not believe this to be true, so I'm prefacing it saying this is true. It is true. Every time I have watched your video, your trailer for Super Camp, I cry. As many times as I've seen it, because it's so, it opens your heart to see these kids have such joy, such confidence, such exhilaration, such glee. I mean, it's these kids are jumping off the screen with happiness, with self-centeredness, with support, with vision. They know where they're going. They have a whole new sense of self. And to see that opens my heart in a way that you just can't help but like joy is sweeping. It's just every time I see it, it touches me in such a profound way. And then I believe you also have a class for parents, don't you?
Yes, we do. I mean, parents come and we spend 2 hours with them at the end of the program, where the parents are learning a lot about what their children learn in a very fast form. But, you know, it's interesting because sometimes the parents will say, well, I'm coming just to learn what my child learned so I can support them. And then just in a couple of hours, they'll be going through some of the processes, and I see kind of a interesting look on their face, and it's like, wow, I just made a shift myself. I just went deeper myself, you know. So they get it themselves when they come as well.
That's good. And then how old are the kids?
We start at 11, so it's going into middle school, and so a middle school program and a high school program. High school is 14 to 18, and then we have a university age program, which is called Quantum U, so that's 18 to 21. And then after middle school, high school, after they've been to Super Camp once, then there's a leadership track that they can join where they get more leadership skills. We have, you know, one student came to me and said, this is my 8th year at Super Camp. And I had to go, oh, my gosh, when did you start? You know, he's been to many programs. We also have what we call a Super Biz Camp. So we have Super Camp Strategies applies to entrepreneurship. So that's a new program for us this summer as well.
That's fantastic. So how does somebody find Super Camp, whether you're 11 or whether you're 20 or whether you're looking for Super Camp for a business senior entrepreneurship program?
Just go to supercamp.com. Supercamp.com will have all the information and about the program and videos to watch and dates. And also from supercamp.com, you can get to our other sites as well. Sites on the 8 keys, sites on our educational programs. But just go to supercamp.com.
Okay. I just, the work that you're doing is so remarkable. I mean, it really is. And to think that, I mean, that's why I was so excited, other than the fact I just absolutely adore you and support your work so much. I mean, I think it's the greatest work, and everything that you do enriches people's lives. Everything that you do takes people to a higher level of themselves and of relationships. And so, you know, every arm, every color in the rainbow is just gorgeous in your programs. And so I'm so thrilled, but especially because as far as in a marriage and in a relationship, there are no greater tools than these 8 keys that you've reached out and given us today. And if somebody can do this program, you're saying just a key a week, if somebody were to talk about speak with good purpose or how to be flexible or how to have balance and the relationship, what an amazing relationship they could create for themselves and for their lives and for their family, either that they are weaving together as a tapestry or one that they've yet to create, that they're just starting. And what a great basis to be able to bring children into this world with these tools and with these virtues and with these values, and then a place for them to go with that to be able to have a higher learning. So I just think it's just wonderful, Bobby, what you're doing.
You know, the eight keys, doing the eight keys, 8 weeks, .com, that the relationship will have this very solid foundation for the relationship, and that will spread into the family, because it's an ongoing, these principles are ones that hold forever. And when you know someone else that's living and sharing those same principles, it builds trust. In our organization, you know, we focus on the keys, the key a week, and that we have every single person in our organization gives a key talk, and they talk about what that key means to them. So it's a constant practice, you know, that it's so much more than words on a wall or wall signs. You know, it's going deep, and it's in every conversation. And sometimes, you know, we do have hand motions that we have with each of the keys, and sometimes somebody will be saying something and all we have to do is signal, you know, the signal for speak with good purpose, and it's like, oh, I get it. You don't even have to say anything. So real quickly, going from the top to the bottom, we use a body location. These are mnemonics and things that help us remember, and we use body location because you take your body everywhere with you, and the keys are part of you, so they become you. But the first is integrity, which is match behavior with values. So we write a B on the palm of one hand with our finger and do a V on the other hand and put our hands together. That's congruency when they line up, and put them on top of our head. So we put integrity, match behavior with values, with our hands on top of our head. And then we touch our nose, because that's the sweet smell of success. So we say failure leads to success. And we think about it by touching our nose, where we learn from mistakes. So failure leads to success is touch your nose. Then the next is speak with good purpose. So we take one hand up by our mouth and open, close, like we're talking. So that's speak with good purpose, with good intention. And then we put our hand on our chin, and we put our chin up in the air, which is a positive attitude. So it's a this is it. A this is it positive attitude is putting our hand on our chin. And then we make a commitment sign with our arms, like pumping our arms, both our arms up like we're doing pumping, and that's commitment. And you can actually, your arms look like a C on both sides, so that's commitment. And then we put our hands on our stomach for ownership, because that's the power place, and the power is in the ownership and everything we put in our bodies. So we take ownership. It's own the choices we make and the results that follow. It's about responsibility and living above the line. And then we bend our knees for flexibility, be willing to change things and be willing to do them differently to achieve our goal. And then our feet on the ground is balance. Balance is live our best lives, being mindful of ourselves and another while focusing on what's meaningful and important in our lives. So that's the eight keys of excellence, where we take them everywhere with us.
And you can also, if, you know, like the first on your tongue, if somebody has children, you can buy the keys. You actually have keys, don't you, that you have in keychains, or that you can put in a classroom, or that you could put in a child's room?
Yes, we do. We have wall signs that are keys, all separate keys. So there'll be eight small keys that you put up on the wall. We have what we call key cards, which is a ring with cards on them that you can put one key. There's a card for every key, so you can hold them on a key ring, and those can be attached to just about anything, notebooks or hung on your mirror. We also have the wristbands with the plastic colored wristbands in different colors on the keys. We have an Eight Keys of Excellence book that's all full of stories to tell about the eight keys, so there's all kinds of resources.
You know, when I was thinking about the key rings and the eight keys, and you know, they're always just such great gifts when you have to give something away, and, you know, especially especially, you know, you've got these party favors and things like that. And one of the things that we're doing on the website, and I would really love you to be a part of it, is that we have a bridal registry on the website. And I just think that your 8 keys and 8 weeks program for a couple is such a great wedding gift. I think it's a wonderful thing, you know, instead of somebody buying them a blender or, you know, you know, dishes, something that they don't need, to be able to buy, you know, for the bride and the groom and gift them the 8 keys program to be able to have that excellent relationship and to be able to have a relationship above the line with all of these integrated tools, I think would be the greatest gift. So I hope you'll let us put that program up on the bridal registry, and I just think it would be a wonderful, wonderful thing. If you're listening and you're looking for really that special gift to give to the bride and groom, or if it's your sister getting married, and, you know, your brother, whatever, that these are fabulous, fabulous, you know, fabulous things that you can give from your heart that says that you care about this person, you want them to have a happy life, you're actually giving them the keys and the tools to have a better relationship. And I think it's a wonderful thing to share with somebody. So I love that you have this available.
Yes, really absolutely.
And so quickly, how do people find you? Do you, you know, if they're looking for the keys program, they're going to go to, what was it?
It's 8keys8weeks.com. So, and it's numeral 8. Yeah, numeral 8 keys, numeral 8weeks.com. So 8keys8weeks.com. And also could go to find out about Supercamp at supercamp.com.
And I truly recommend that people do it. Like I said, if you have a child, if you know a child, if you have a teen, if you have somebody looking to improve their SAT scores, right, or going into a leadership program, or you've got some child that is amazingly, uniquely creative and learns their own way, this is also, you know, enhances each child and each skill for everybody, for your individual learning, your individual growth, the individual way that you see life, and gives you those tools to be confident. And like you said, to be this is it, to be in the moment, to live your life and not to miss all these wonderful things that are happening around you. And I think sometimes with our children too, when we're teaching them in one particular way, they're so focused on learning in that particular way that they're missing the joy of what's happening in their life, and they're missing their childhood. And so how wonderful that they can learn with joy and they can have an accelerated consciousness and process, and how wonderful in a relationship that we can learn to grow together in joy and in harmony and in peace. And so, and then any, before you go, any family secrets? So you have such a, you know, you've got your children in such a beautiful relationship, and anything that keeps the family together?
Well, with shared values, really, I always look to see what Joe likes to do as well as, you know, what I do. Because I love to get excited, so I get excited about things and sometimes over talk, or I get focused on something I'm excited that I just did or something just happened or a conversation. But I'm learning more and more to stop and just ask him, what's exciting that happened to you today? What's something that you want to share? What's something you want to do? And putting, you know, the focus on the other person. And I'm always interested in what he has to say. So if I just stop and breathe and just really look at him in the eyes, and just, he knows that I'm there listening and that I care and that I want to know, you know, what is up with him and what he wants to share about his day. That's so important.
Beautiful. Thank you to Bobby DePorter. This is Nicole Brandon wishing you the happily ever after, and may all your wishes and dreams come true.